White Sox looking to snap a five-game skid. They take on Chris Archer and the Rays in a very eventful start to Tuesday's festivities. Leading off the ball game, Yalmer Sanchez.
There's a swing and a drive into right center field, but Kiermaier got a good jump, streaking over to his left, to the and it hit. It must have hit a ring or something. It sailed behind him. Rounding second is Sanchez on his way to third. And the second base umpire is calling home run. Adam Amari looked to me like he was calling for a home run, like it hit a wire up there.
It had a weird spin to it. I don't think it hit anything. And I think Kevin Cash is coming out saying, there's no way that ball hit anything. It was just a misread on Kiermaier's part.
It wasn't hit high enough. I agree with you. It was like a rising liner. They just came off with a headset and are saying leadoff homer for Sanchez on a ball that, folks, it didn't hit anything.
Outfield giving him some room down the left field line of the pitch. There's a slider and it's crushed to left field and way on out of here. And with one swing of the bat, the Chicago White Sox have just taken a 2-1 lead. So 1-2 the count to Jose Abreu. Chicago with a 2-1 lead. Melky Cabrera leads at first, runner at third. The pitch, here's a swing and a line drive to right. And it's going to get in for a base hit. Coming in scoring it from third base will be Lourie Garcia. And wouldn't you know it, the walk to the number 9 hitter comes back to bite the Rays in behind again. It's 3-1 Chicago.
And all those leadoff walks the White Sox pitchers have given to the Rays, they have not taken advantage even one time.
For the ninth we go, and here's Andy.
Dave, thank you. And first ball driven in the air into deep center field by Todd Frazier. All the way back to the wall, Kiermaier, and this one is gone. It took all of one pitch to erase the Rays' work an inning before. 4-2, White Sox.
White Sox snap a five-game skid. They take it 4-2. Jose Quintana pitches into the sixth inning to snap a brief two-start losing skid. Chris Archer, meanwhile, has now thrown at least 100 pitches in 22 straight starts. That breaks a tie with James Shields for the longest streak in franchise history. Kevin Cash got a great effort from his starter, Chris Archer, on Tuesday night, but long balls proved to be a problem as Tampa Bay gave up three as the White Sox defeated the Rays by a 4-2 final. Here is the Rays skipper commenting on the setback.
He was searching a little bit, fell behind a lot of guys, but made some big pitches later in the count. And then as the game went on, I thought he got stronger and continued to get stronger. Gave us every opportunity to win, exactly what we wanted coming into today after the off day, after a tough, you know, three-game series in Seattle. So great job by Chris Archer. You just hung a breaking ball to Garcia, but you know, when you give up one run or two runs, probably should have been one on a unique play. But every opportunity to win. Offensively, we got the guys on base. We just didn't capitalize on the opportunities that were given to us or presented. Their pitchers made some big pitches, and sometimes that's the way it goes. They felt that it hit off the third or fourth catwalk out there. I mean, the ball was not a home run, but I mean, let's be honest, it's a triple, or the guy standing on third base, they're going to get the run in. So it probably didn't cost us too much. It just was irritating that it was definitely not a home run.
It was yet another double-digit strikeout outing for Chris Archer on Tuesday, but in those five such outings this season, Archer is only 2-2. The latest setback, a 4-2 loss to the White Sox at the Trop. Here is the ace right-hander commenting to reporters after the game.
I saw a routine fly ball that didn't even get to the warning track. Definitely the shortest home run probably in Major League history. For us to have a rule, to have replay, and to not get the call right and put the team behind the eight ball is a bit ridiculous for me, in my opinion. I'm not a firm believer in StatCast, but said the apex of the ball was 63 feet off the ground, and we don't have anything in Tropicana Field that's 63 feet off the ground. So there's just a lot wrong with it. You know, one run that early in the game is pretty critical. So pretty unfortunate that the call was not at least overturned.
The Rays will send Jacob Faria to the mound on Wednesday to make his Major League debut. He takes on veteran Mike Pelfrey.